in the backyard, in the living room, residential neighborhood, I've come for you. In the margins of the freeway, I've sat alone and wondered, where are you? Like the cormorant at evening, I see a silhouette in the market, in the parking lot, in the uniform, you know where now.
Yeah, wanna,
yeah, wanna,
ring a bell by the horizon.
Well, here we are at episode 40 of a complete abridged record collection. Starting off with none other than the Dirty Projectors and a song called Remade Horizon with the best vocal line I've ever heard in my life, outside of the Swingle Singers, maybe. And this is a record that I bought at their show, I want to say, which was in San Diego a year and a half ago, let's say. But of course, rich and varied history with this band. Seen them many times, and I have many of their records. And this show was, that I bought this record at, was bigger. It started early. It was a sit-down auditorium. And one of my other favorite bands, Little Wings, opened, but he was kind of bad. He was kind of just country-fried. Well, what else can I say about the band? I used to shop at OB People's, where the girl on the cover worked. And she was really nice. The main guy, not that nice. I mean, not that he was not nice. He's just sort of standoffish. Great band. Love the record. Love the album before and the EPs before. And yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm reliving my life by listening to one song from every record. I own, and this is episode 40 of that, here at KSDT. What a place. What a place. Episode 40 of Reliving My Memories is just really wearing on me. But, okay, well, speaking of OB peoples, this next record I bought at a, one of these, like, antique places in OB as well. Like, one of those places where they have all these stalls with junk and few people have records, and they actually had some pretty reasonably priced records at one of the stalls, and this was one of them. It's Lord Sutch and His Heavy Friends album, which features a whole bunch of like recognizable 60s and 70s like basically metal guys, and it's not that good, but he's a pretty cool guy, so I bought the record. It was cheap. And, yeah, we're going to listen to a song called 'Cause I Love You. Hearkening me back to a sunny weekend, cruising around OB, going to the big antique barn with, you know, a lot of people just aimlessly wandering. There's Hawaiian shirts, you got the furniture, you got postcard collections. It's just a dumb place. But once in a while, some records. Ukonu and his Afro-Calypsonians from an album called Afro-USA. And the song was called Sapporo. And I can't tell you anything about it, but what I can tell you is that this is also another OB Antique Fair find. Same day, same place, same experience. Well, coming up next is another record of a band that I really like. And have a close, meaningful relationship in my life with. The band is called High Places, and I first saw them right here at on the campus of UCSD, a sparsely attended concert. That was a lot of fun. They really blew me away. It was one of those rare times where I was excited by a band sounding different, but also good. Both of those things. And it was one of the first shows I ever talked about sailing with anyone at. We talked about sailing with the band after the show. And yeah, I've since seen them many times. This is their first kind of official LP release, which disappointed many people. And even myself, I haven't listened to it too many times. But it was one of the few records I don't think I bought at a show. I bought it at a store. That was that anticipated, and it's got some pretty good songs on it, but it's definitely weirder than that initial experience I had, where they just kind of had beautiful melodies and simple little beats, and really blew me away. This album didn't really blow me away the same as that live performance, but you know what? What can? Is it possible? Are there things out there as powerful as that first time you see something unexpected, feel something unexpected? I don't know.
Disguise that lasts all day. shadows where it stays. You're still a light that takes it in and turns it out with no delay. And there's no invisible disguise that lasts all day. There's no invisible disguise that lasts all day. Look at all people's eyes and through everything that's in the way. Size up its size. Put evening's light upon the bay on that horizon where the sun will shrink and finally fade away. There's no invisible disguise that lasts all day. There's no invisible disguise that lasts all day. From a different height, after my decision has been made, I'm seen by sight, I'm heard by hearing, sound is made. I have no way to close my eyes once my attention has been paid. There's no invisible disguise. There's no invisible disguise. There's no invisible disguise that lasts all day.
That is the man himself, Kyle Field, and the band Little Wings, which I talked about when I was talking about the Dirty Projectors. Yeah, the Little Wings, another band. This is a great... I know I sound lackluster, I feel lackluster, but this is a really great episode of a complete Bridge record collection. The radio show where I play one song from every record in my record collection, because we're playing some amazingly important to me music, which is, let's face it guys, all that matters. You're cruising the blogs, you're trying to find out who's hot. I'll tell you who's hot, whoever's close to your heart. So Little Wings, I first saw him at a horse stable in Langley, British Columbia, but that was like a highly anticipated show for me. I'm trying to remember how I first even got into Little Wings. Probably by accident, but he released this trilogy album, Light Green Leaves, and it was a trilogy in the sense that in three different formats there was three different albums. And oh, I remember how I first got into Little Wings. In the middle of that was this trilogy before, which I bought during the great Toronto summer of 2002, which involved a lot of used CD buying with my good friend Luke Bradley. We used to go to this store called Cheapo, where they'd put a whole bin of CDs out every day, and they were listed by day. It'd be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc. So you go on whatever day, and that whole bin would be all new used CDs. And I did not get the Little Wings record there. No, I got it at this other kind of random crappy used CD store, just because it was the summer of used CDs. We were going crazy buying like $4, $6, $8 CDs all summer. It was amazing. And so I randomly bought this Little Wing CD that had a spool of thread on it, or a spool of yarn, I guess, and it was a really beautiful cover. And that's why I bought it. Changed my life. Had this song, Queen of Valencia, about orange juice on it. Amazing duet. And I've kind of followed the guy's career ever since. Saw him in Langley, the Horse Barn. Great night. Also saw Bobby Birdman the first time. It also blew me away. The only time I've ever seen Bobby Berman do an acoustic set, and it was the best set I've ever seen by him, by far. But these are things that are all meaningless to you, only meaningful to me. Little Wings of Kyle Field, met him several times, never remembers me. I think it's because he smokes too much dope. So there's a message for everyone there. This next record is also very special to me again. And it's for reasons that are somewhat a little bit self-centered, but you know, this is a pretty self-centered show, so maybe it's okay to talk about here, because who would listen to this other than me 30 years from now? Well, this band is called the Rough Bunnies, and they're from Sweden, and I've never seen them play. I think they're from Sweden. The record itself came out on this Minnesota label or something like that. Michigan label. Sorry. Apologies. But they're definitely a Swedish band. And I'm going to play a song called Casper, My Computer Friend. Last song, side two. This record was sent to me by my friend Ray Dan, who lives in England, who was... I can't even describe to you my friendship with him. It was bizarre, to say the least. Unexpected, yet amazing. Totally amazing. And to exemplify that amazingness, he sent me this record. And at first, I had no idea why he sent this record. I was like, oh, this band's kind of cool, I guess. But, you know, are they so cool you got to send me this record? Well, the answer lies within this song. Side two, last song, when I finally figured it out, I probably cried. I don't remember, but I probably cried.
Fuck the other sex.
And you play Bossanova, which is cool, cause I like the disguise.
I don't really know you, but what I know I love.
Your shorts, your accent, and that you make me feel alright.
You're the crook with the lion, you're the ghost in the movie.
You're the singer in Baroness, and Baroness are groovy.
You're the boy with secrets like around the bend.
And I can tell you anything, cause you're my computer friend.
Up my front yard for all my so-called friends to see. Ain't nobody gonna look in my window and laugh at me. Wait on. Been up so long that it looks like down to me. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Baby, are you against me too? Had a great idea the other night. Oh, what if it come a time, I yippee, baby. Look out when the bloom of the night meets the gold of the day. We love you. love you. We love you. We love you.
Mr. Randy Newman there. Unmistakable. Unremarkable. And does soundtrack to The Lion King and stuff like that. But why? Why is this Randy Newman record in my record collection? And why do I have like every Randy Newman record almost? Because a few years ago, my friend Tim gave me a little album called Trouble in Paradise, which is all about Los Angeles. And it's an amazing album, I gotta say. It opened my eyes to the genius of Randy Newman. And like I think that song may have from his 12 songs album, Midnight, Uncle Bob's Midnight Blues. Such an amazing combination of hilarious wit and piano riffs. I don't even know how I feel about that, but I know I like it. I know I like it. So, anyways, I basically went crazy after getting Trouble in Paradise and hearing a few songs, a little song called The Blues and a little song called I Love L.A. I kind of lost my mind, and that's the great thing about Randy Newman. You just go to a record store, and you can get every Randy Newman record for, like, under $3 each. And so I did that. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't really processed them all yet. It's been about a year, maybe a year and a half, and it's taken me time, but I'm working my way through them. And I definitely appreciate Randy Newman. I don't want to call him underappreciated, but I think people don't really give him the right listen that often. Often enough. He's got to die first or something. Is he dead yet? I don't even know. Probably not. Well, before that, we heard the Rough Bunnies. And coming up next is, like, we've gone from lots of good records, meaningful records close to me, to there's a whole string of trash records coming up. And this first record is this band called Rachel and Vicky, a song called I Wish I Was Like Michael Fish, which is a 12-inch single. And this is one of those instances where I was in the U.S. and I found a British single from 1985, distributed by the Cartel on some micro indie tiny British label. So I thought, hey, this could be really cool because I'm a fucking idiot. And I wound up with this sort of unlistenable record, which, like, you guys might think, oh, this is okay, but yeah, I thought that too the first time I listened to it, and I never listened to it again. It's just taking up space in my life. So here we go. Enjoy.
He's mean and moody.
of you and all that we said, and I'll make myself forget you. I hear your voice, I see you everywhere. I hear your voice, but I know that you're not there. So many memories on this darkened road. No one to turn to, no one who will understand. Can the music and the lights ever help me forget you?
This is a pretty cool album here we're listening to. This is a guy called Michael Prince, and he's doing a song called Dance Your Love Away. Now, this is like me just buying like a really low-budget 1985 Bolt Records, you know, possibly cool 12-inch that turns out to be pretty crappy. But this... this does have a really cool property to it. It's got, let's see, we're listening right now to the radio mix, 7-inch radio mix. It's got an instrumental mix, and of course the A-side is the disco vocal mix. But it's also got a little thing called DJ Drop Tracks, which is pretty cool. If we just go over here and check out the end of side B. Let me just drop that on. Mm-hmm. So I'm at the club and playing some other track, and then I'm
dance
like,
your love away.
Boom.
Dance your love away. Dance your love away. Dance your love away. Dance.
I just want to tell everyone to dance their love away.
Dance your love.
I can just do that over my other track. So say it's like 1988, and I'm playing. I'm gonna play the Starlet Games Jungle Mix. Or no, Circus Mix, sorry. But I want to, like, scratch it in using a little Michael Prince. I'd be like, well, it's so much work finding when he says Dance Your Love Away in the vocal disco mix. So, boom, just flip it over to the B-side. Throw on a little DJ Drop Tracks. Yeah, you ready for some Starlet?
Come on, come on, come on.
You know. Thank you. right in the middle of a mix of me. I'm mixing for you. You hear a little bit of the Nasty Boys there, a little Italo Disco from 1986. Got a little Michael Prince still rocking the dance, telling you all to dance, from his Dance Your Love Away 12-inch from 1985. We heard some Starlet in there with a little song called Games, 1988. And, of course, everyone's favorite band, Yaz, with The Only Way Is Up, major label dance music there. And what you really heard was my mixing skills, believe it or not. And that's incredibly rare, because I didn't even know I had any, really. You know, this episode 40, Completed Bridge Record Collection. I'm jamming some rare 12 inches for you. Don't do this sort of thing very often, because, you know, my collection's not a huge amount of 12 inches, but... there's a few in there, and they are all totally, completely, you know, lost in time. Except for Yaz. Yaz is never lost, but thank God. And all of these, of course, mean to me that dollar music will never die. So thanks again for listening. Episode 40, A Completed Bridge Record Collection. Done.